said that Chinese as a department, and so you are faced with these huge challenges. Now, Mr. Khotule has a different picture of the whole report. He says, well, why don't we, he says, he's persuading us not to pursue this discussion until we've been to Northwest. And then, after we've been to Northwest, then can we engage you? I'm not sure what the committee wants to do. let me just hear Mr. Khuyeman there.
Not sure that's what I am lobbying when we see me going up and down. That that should be the approach in terms of this thing, because we have already tried to propose a very progressive stand in terms of what we must do when we are in Northwest, because we'll be spending the whole week almost in Northwest and deal with some of these factors, because truly, I mean, I know for a fact there are certain things that we will discuss after we have pursued what you have proposed and what the comrade has proposed. I want to second it just then.
Let's allow the MEC just to highlight some of the things.
Yes.
Well, part of what is going to raise, it is raising some of these other causes.
Yes,
sir. We might want to look at those as against what we shall see also on the ground in Northwest. Let's just hear what he's got to say about
this.
So that we also hold him to book for saying things in the committee on record. Those are some of the things. Maybe let's just hear, give him that opportunity.
There is a debate, and I'm at the opposite side of that debate about club development and 2010 legacy projects. And I have made a case that I want that debate with the national department to take place, because I've got different views. But the first thing, the second issue, Chair, is how to when we talk the club development, whether at the same time we're talking club formation, because to me those are two different issues. And which clubs do you want to develop? You want to form clubs and develop them, or do you want to develop existing teams? To me that debate is critical. So why do we have to develop clubs? Surely there are certain priorities you may take as a province around specific issues that relate to your economic growth, that relates to tourism, that relates to so many things. And whether it's a provincial government, no. I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks. About the infrastructure challenges, Chair. We also truly believe that we will overcome those infrastructure challenges. We have strengthened our relationships with local municipalities, where that infrastructure has been built. We have strengthened our relationship with Treasury in assisting us how to look at that infrastructure, looking at the National Treasury approach. We believe that the picture will be different this year. I mean, this time, 2009.
You know what you must do, Dr. Suglal, on our behalf, and maybe talk. Let's invite Maddie Jane. Maddie Jane is dealing with this thing called improvement. Infrastructure Improvement Development Program, national. Let's see the part of this visit to Northwest. Because you see, there's a big address. If the MEC raises a critically fundamental problem, he says they've got provincial priorities in terms of the economy. Granted. But then the problem is that you are talking about a conditional grant. Your own provincial priorities must be addressed in the context of the African share. And so I think this discussion, I think members are right. Let's have a fully fledged bigger discussion in your province about all of this. So that we see how we resolve them. I think there are going to be problems in terms of what's going on there. But thank you for the issues that you've raised in terms of this. Again, we will not detain you because you are still building an international airport at Mahikeng. So that the same problem you had when you're supposed to come here, you should not have encountered it. What's your last word while you're not on death row?
My last word is we welcome the decision of the committee to engage us when you visit the province. And we hope it can be very, very soon.
There is a province called, it's seriously in the ICU, and I've looked at their, and I don't want them to talk about their achievements. You can't have these achievements when you're in the ICU. It's a nice three-pager, I like it. Let's look at the challenges and what is being done about the challenges. Limbob. At all these conditional grants, you really are in the ICU. And so don't talk to these achievements. They mean nothing. Here it is. Don't people have this one? This is a three-pager. Can you drag it to job? They're saving money.
No. Our request is very simple, sir. Just to write the name of the province.
Of the province, yeah.
So when we switch from one province to another,
the name is there, but it's very tiny, guys.
Saving ink now.
Right at the first line there that says conditional grant and expenditure of state committee on finance fund here in 12. It's sport, art and cultural involved. It is there, please. Madam? Don't talk to the achievers. Let's talk to the big problems and what you're doing about the problem.
Thank you, Chairperson. Our constraints or the challenges are in the last page of the 3-6 documents that we have given you. I will start with in terms of the library, let me start with the grant on library. We were appointed a coordinator for the grant very late in the year. That was in September. We also have appointed the project manager and librarian. And therefore, serious work only started after the appointment of the project manager. We are currently not going to be able to spend all the money as we have indicated in the slide on the first page that we are going to have about 3 million that we will not have spent at the end of this financial year. But already we have almost completed our plans for the next financial year, and we are hopeful that we will have come out of the ICU. We are currently saying a chairperson, we have moved out of ICU, we are now in high tech, and we are in the next coming year, we will be out, not even attending outstanding department, but we will be a heresy department. We had problems, serious capacity problems. With even our financial people. We had CFOs that were in and out of the department, and during their term of stay, it wasn't very clear in terms of assisting us to plan our books well and make sure that the money is used correctly. We have gone on an appointment spree of looking at the best in the country. So that also delays even in our appointments, because this time we don't want any other person, but people that can really make a difference as we try to move out of the IT unit where we are in. We have now a permanent CFO who is sitting right next to me and is assisting us in making sure that we are able to use our money. Well, one of the problems we would only realize when we look at what we spend at the end of the month, you would find that we have not spent, but when we look at our report, monthly report, we had this chronic disease where it was always saying there is no money. And that also delayed in our processes of expenditure. And that has since been corrected. In terms of library, as I've indicated, we have purchased books. The problem with that is we even went to visit the major bookshops to identify books that are available so that we could make our purchase on time and delivery. We were promised we were going to get deliveries on time. But after you place an order, then you are informed that the books are ordered outside the country, and that also delays. We also had delays in terms of in the SMCP and SMCP delays in expenditure, where we had serious challenges with service providers that we had to cancel a lot of them after efforts have been tried without success to get people to deliver after they need a purchase. In terms of trying to correct that, we have established a register of all the differences, all the people that we have had their work with, and they were not able to meet our demand. We now have a register, and we are in the process of blacklisting those. And him there is assisting us in doing that. We also make sure that the service level agreements that are signed with suppliers, we stick to them so that we can try to short-circuit the process. That is, in terms of personnel, chairperson, for the conditional grant, all of them, we hopeful that by the 1st of April, we'll have appointed all of them. We have a problem in sports that we have got two of our senior management posts vacant. We interviewed and made a recommendation to appoint a chief director who should have started in October. And that person has disappointed us. So the process of recruitment has started again. And we want to fill those posts during this year so that when we start in the next financial year, all our plans are in ready. We have already finished with specifications for the equipment that needs to be bought for the next financial year so that when the 1st of April comes, then we'll be able to start with the process. And that will assist us in making sure that we spend the money that's given to us. In terms of the two libraries that we are planning to be building next year, we only have a problem which we are hopeful that it will also be solved before the end of this term, where one municipality, after we had agreed on the building of this library, now comes and dictates how the structure should look like, which is completely different from what we had agreed and what the grant could be able to do. We are busy finalizing those discussions with the municipality and are hopeful, Chairperson, that will not therefore delay us unnecessarily as we start the new year. Thank you.
Do you want to talk to somebody in the ICU? That's my point. You know what we need to do? But I'm not sure whether we need to do this, because it would be nice for Mr. Nsfesi to have a list of the municipalities they are talking to. And number two, because we will be going to Limpopo, I'm not sure whether we don't want to see them and just look at...
You must see them, I think.
Because one who is in Limpopo will also have a meeting with the provincial treasurer there. That's also to hear from the treasurer the kind of capacity they have. We will be in Limpopo, madam, on the 22 of this month.
Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what is the thing? Yeah, treasury boardroom in Limpopo at about 2:30 on the 22. I think we need a clear report that this department is really ill. I concur with my colleagues that
terminally
well. Now we're going to another terminally ill one.
Sorry, sir. The candidates will not ask questions, clearly. But I think that what they need to provide you with is their own Tokanoka. Because clearly, we just heard, hey, they are not sure if they were here, that there's going to be more money. Now, already, you had already posed the question to the National Department whether they think that some of the departments really deserve to get the increase. And under the circumstances, unless they do something drastic, they have serious problems. I mean, there are real capacity constraints, reports, everything. But they must firm up that directorate in the department of the, so that at least next time we get better, what we call a report on this matter. That our organogram and what they plan to do about that should help you next week in terms of taking the process forward. Thank you.
Dan?
Yes. I fully support that we have to meet with them. Give us next on Saturday morning or Friday night at 10, 11 o'clock. But we have to meet with them. And Chair, I would like to see that the MEC will be with us. If possible, I know she was not well lately, but I think she must be also be with us. Because Chair, this report says nothing. And I think we must, these municipalities who have a problem with building, they must indicate which municipalities. Because if the municipalities block the process, then we have to look to another municipality. We can't let one person or one municipality block because the structure is not because of their size, of their size. And yet we have to, but I think we will start and we will, they must just prepare that we will be, even 5, 6, 7 o'clock in the afternoon, that we will meet with them. I will just add a board room, add a treasury. But if it's possible, the NEC must be present, that we have the political accountability also there. Thank you.
In fact, for all the interactions, we need MECs to be part of those, all of the interactions. Now, there is another ICU candidate. In fact, the MEC, in fact, last time confessed and even said to us they don't want the next tranche of money. Now, we have said, Mr. Sokoni, I'm not sure whether we did say this, Mr. Sokoni and somebody else needed to go there.
Where is that?
This is the Eastern Cape.
Oh, yeah.
And between this time and the Division of Revenue discussion, because again, you have serious problems there. Now, I'm not sure whether, because there are two big inputs here. One is on sport and the other one is libraries. And as I'm saying to you, the MEC in the last meeting did say to us that, look, we are seriously suffocated. We don't want the second tranche of money.
Yeah.
We really are in trouble. And so this is why we said we needed to go back to the Centre, because part of the discussion in the Centre is also with the public works, etc. There are serious problems there. Now, would you want, therefore, to listen to this terminally department? Are we able to allow such people to talk?
Yes.
It would be, is it fair, really, to induce people that are so sick to talk?
Yes, I think can have a person generally, the same as what we did with the Popo, those who are going there, that you have a discussion with these people, with them, and then take it from there. Otherwise, you will go through the whole process and actually not achieve anything. What's your left?
Not sure. No, man, I just wanted that maybe to get a sense. Because I tried to check also in Northern Cape to say as when we're supposed to be at 75% in the Popo, where are we this particular time? Maybe the same with Eastern Cape, just to get an indication. Because one other thing that maybe would assist this committee with is when they undertake the research, what is the sense of the changing patterns now? Are these capacity constraints and other challenges affecting other provinces broadly? And also issues of provinces that are having some challenges, how will they be affected by monies that would have to be redirected to other provinces that are spending and that need more money than have demonstrated? That's what maybe if we can just get that sense.
Okay, Madam Robinson.
Mr. Chair, I just wanted to say if the people taking the trouble to be here, then I think they should at least have something to say. And it won't be the entire committee that will necessarily be there, so let us have the benefit of some interaction as well. Otherwise, it's the air tickets that have also been wasted.
Go on. Right, let's allow them the Eastern Cape also just to say I'm not sure what has been done since our last interaction, but just to say, one, what are the big red lights? What is being done there in terms of addressing the same problem? And we will just have to take it from there with the Eastern Cape, because again, this is one big rural province that we know has a big need, really, for all of these things, whether it's sporting activities, libraries, etc., etc. If we just can hear... I also see there are also some achievements here, despite the fact that people are still in the ICU. But as I'm saying, if we just can look, let's focus at the big challenges again in the Eastern Cape, and what is it that is being done there? Over to you, sir. Both sport and libraries.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair, and Honorable Members and colleagues. It is so painful to be referred to as a department in the ICU. But you understand the reasons why Honorable Members refer to you that way. The pain here is also due to the fact that, as was raised earlier on, some of these big expenditure items are not necessarily dependent on you as a department. You need to be working with other departments to ensure that these things are done properly. So if you look at a building, well, we're not building any library out of this conditional grant. We are renovating 36 libraries. And we've worked through the Department of Public Works. It's had its own challenges. But as we speak, people are on site working on those libraries. And they are finalizing now the last five, in terms of awarding for renovation. But out of that 36, 31 people have been, 31 contracts have been allocated, and people are working on that. We are engaging with the Department of Public Works as early as Thursday this week. We shall have had an audience with the people that are doing the renovation in those libraries, to ensure that on a daily basis we get progress. If it is possible, we can then be able to pay them the money before the end of the financial year. So work is being done in terms of renovation. We also have a challenge around ICT, because we worked with CETA, and CETA dropped us. We went to the office of the Premier, and now CETA is back on board on this particular matter of cabling of our institution. It is not something that is dependent on us, but we are working, fortunately, with the Department of Arts and Culture nationally and National Treasury. They are assisting us in ensuring that things are smoothed out for this financial year and in ensuring that for next year we are online. Now, the issue of compensation of employees in terms of recruitment, we finished the recruitment. Everybody is on board, everybody is working. So we shall not have that kind of challenge in the next financial year. In terms of the library material, as indicated, we have looked at different ways of dealing with this particular matter, where we then took a decision that we shall now go to publishers, directly to publishers, to source material from them. We do meet up with some of the challenges as raised in terms of availability of material in some cases. The key challenge, Honorable Chair, that we have come to identify is the delivery mechanism. Because you have to look at whether you deliver through the municipality, whether you deliver through an implementing agent. Because if we are implementing through municipalities, it could be easy for us to just transfer that money to the municipality and it reflects the expenditure. If we're working through an agent, we can do the same thing. So it is with us because the model that we took was that of ensuring that we implement this ourselves as a department with assistance from public works. So we are looking at those things for the coming financial year. When it comes to sports, Honorable Chair, I hope Honorable Members would remember that the previous report for the first two quarters was indicating something like 45 or 46% expenditure, which now sits at 61%. It's at 61%, and the page that we have attached here to indicate the things that are in the pipeline, the biggest of which is payment for transport, which is about 3 point something million. So we have accounted for what that money will be used for. So in terms of mass participation conditional grants, we have no fears we shall be able to deal with that matter. In terms of libraries and information services, with this conditional grant, we can only be able to pronounce very, very clearly after this exercise that we're embarking on with National Treasury and Department of Arts and Culture moving forward. So that's Honorable Chair. And the issue of the readiness of the department, you know, because it, being a small department, your readiness to respond to this kind of program, it is what we are dealing with as well. So the staff that we've put on board now, the systems that we are putting on board in terms of supply chain, we are sure that when the next allocation comes, we would be ready to deal with that. Thank you, sir.
Okay. And let me just check. National Department of Agriculture, would you be available to go with us to Limpopo on the 22? Because I think it would be useful also to hear from your side what is it that you're doing to be able to assist Limpopo. Again, it would be useful to have you go down to the Eastern Cape with the team that will be in the Eastern Cape. If you're so good, you must just work on that. Precisely because the problems that are raised, public works in the Eastern Cape we've identified as one of those that we must also talk to. Because the division of revenue is clear in terms of what issues that have to be done in the sense of their own capacity. Now that's the one thing. The second one is this FITA issue, so-called, if you really listen. Because FITA, if you remember, the MEC did say that FITA had abandoned them. And they had to try and procure this IT through the Premier's office. It was problematic. Now, FITA now is back. So I'm just saying, these are some of the issues that really we need to pick up sharply in the Eastern Cape. And just see how we can. So I'm just saying, when the dates are ready for the Eastern Cape, you will know. It would be nice just to send somebody as the National Department of Arts. But part of the problem is just to, between now and the end of the financial year, just to up the capacity to absorb. We know the need. Eastern Cape is vast, rural, and there's a very direct link between learning and library. And then if we've got to deal with issues of learning in that province. And so before we even look at what will, let's see what kind of capacity they need immediately. Limbombo, etc. Let's say with Limbombo at least we already have a date, as we were saying, the 22 on Friday, 2:30 at the boardroom of the Treasury there, just to deal with the issues that we must assist really with the struggling provinces. Especially because, as we are saying, there's more money coming. And so we want to be able to ensure that people are given the necessary support between now and that period, so that when we pass the Vision of Heaven, all of us at least are assured about the readiness to absorb, but also implement. As he is saying, we also do not want to overburden the municipality, especially in this case, they don't have capacities again to do some of these things. Let's look at the whole package. What kind of capacity would the department have, would the municipalities have, and what is it that we can do in trying to capacitate municipalities? Same applies for Limpopo. The kinds of municipalities you're talking to, it would be useful just to ensure that we will build some capacity in terms of those. Are there any comments?
Yes, I think that maybe we should agree with it in case that on the 21st, for the same time, by the 22nd, then we can meet with them, we'll send a program, and in that meeting, we will appreciate it if Peter can be there as well. And also if the national department can find a way of dividing themselves so that we are with other people. Then. So that when we come out of that meeting, we are sure that at least we will have resolved matters when we come back. Thanks.
That's resolved. Thank you very much. Is there nobody who's hungry now? We'll come back and take the smart provinces, at least the two smart provinces, the Western Cape and Gauteng are the smartest of the two. Can you then go for lunch for now?
There's only one smart.
Let's go for lunch and come back and call us the two, so that's the two.